I mean, I have to say that by and large, I mean, we are particularly lucky at Woody's that we do generally have a very, very nice customer base. But it has been trying, and the people who aren't nice have been very, very difficult. There seems to be an attitude among a few people that all the government rules that are put in place are just us being petty. That people will try and outwit us by, we'll say, look, you can only have six people at a table. You turn around, they've dragged another chair over and things like that. And they're getting, oh, well, we got Randy there then, didn't we? And you kind of feel like you want to say, look, this isn't us. We're not doing it for fun. It's making our working lives a lot harder. And you're giving us a hard time about it as if it's just, you know, something petty that we're doing. You know, that has... but also, obviously, the majority of people have been very nice, and people say, oh, you know, thank you for being open, and oh, we've missed coming to the pub. It's so nice to be able to see people again. But it definitely has been challenging, especially in the hot weather. Wearing masks and visors has not been easy. But, you know, you get nice people, and then you say, oh, well, you know, it is worthwhile, and, you know, it's nice when people appreciate you. But I would say definitely the most difficult thing has been certain people just assuming that we're just making up petty little rules to make their life more difficult, when we're actually working very hard to kind of keep people safe, you know.
How much worse does it get as the night goes on? And have you seen any changes now that the 10 p.m. rule has come in?
To be honest, I can't personally comment on that because I haven't worked an evening since the... I do work mainly daytimes. But I have heard from you know, my colleagues that generally people have been very good. But then, like I said, we are quite fortunate at Woody's that most of our customers are regular. And the people we've got to know, therefore, you know, not being horrible to them. I personally don't know of anybody being difficult about the 10 o'clock rule. But obviously, it's also early days yet, you know.
How much impact do you think the 10 o'clock rule is going to have to the pub's finances? Because there are lots of people saying that, you know, the last hour is when they make a lot of money.
I think it is going to make quite a difference. Partly, it might make the pub busier earlier because people who would normally come out at, say, 9 o'clock, 9:30, will come out earlier, while there are still the people who like to come in early still there. But also I think it will put off people from coming out. People who would normally think, oh, yeah, 9 o'clock, or I'll just pop out for a couple of pints. Well, it's not really worth it. By the time I get there, they'll be closing, you know. It's difficult for food as well, that we can't really take bookings for times we normally would have done because people won't have time to have a dessert or a coffee after their meal. And it, for me personally, I'm not representing the pub saying this, this is just me personally, I can't see really that it makes a lot of difference to people's safety. I think all it is going to do, really, certainly for responsible places like ours, and most of the other pubs I've been to, are being responsible. And it sort of almost feels like we're being penalised when we've done the right thing all along for places that allow people to stand 20 deep at the bar still, you know, which obviously is a problem. That's not what we want. But that has never happened. But we still have to close at 10 o'clock, you know. Sorry, just rambling on. Sorry.
No, it's fine. Okay, that's everything I wanted to cover. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Normally just thank you to all our customers who have supported us since we've... And also just to the people who are being petty and, oh, but I don't want to give you my phone number for the tracing because I gave it to you last week. And things like that, you know, we could do without. You know, we're not doing it for fun. We're doing it to keep people safe and because it's the law, you know. And we're trying to do all this with a smile on our face and hope that people enjoy their time in the pub. But that can be quite difficult sometimes when people are just rude to you over something that is beyond your control.